But right now, Gordo, quite a treat. He is a television personality, he is a travel expert, and he has advice for us today on fantasy football. It's the great Rick Steves.
Oh, boy. Rick Steves back again. What an honor.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Rick Steves, European travel expert and closet fantasy football fan. Today, we'll explore the best of a European Christmas, and we'll talk about those late-season fantasy football roster adjustments as I take you to Europe through the back door. Mm-hmm. There's no better place to start our European Christmas journey than the beautiful Austrian city of Salzburg, the home of Mozart. In the year 700, its area's rulers gave control to the local bishop in return for his promise to defend and expand Christianity in the area. Salzburg remained an independent state for over 1,000 years until it surrendered to Napoleon. Did you know that Napoleon was the commissioner of one of the first known fantasy football leagues in Europe? So against this historic backdrop, why not dump the unproductive Alfred Morris and pick up Adrian Peterson for the stretch run? That's a fantasy football decision even Mozart would approve of. While in Salzburg, make sure you take the Silent Night Tour. This is where that wonderful Christmas carol was born, written in 1818 by Franz Gruber, and still celebrated every holiday season by carolers strolling through the Baroque city center. While being serenaded by the locals, why not do your roster a favor by replacing Jay Cutler with Marcus Mariota? Be sure to visit one of Salzburg's famous Christmas markets. Here you can not only warm yourself with a cup of tasty Glühwein and shop for handmade goods sold by the locals, but okay, you can also make a call to your league's commissioner and tell him, or her, that you're dropping Dez Bryant and adding Adam Thielen, a much more productive wide receiver.
Odd.
You'll notice a definite Italian influence in this Austrian city. That traces back to Prince Wolf Dietrich, who ruled the city in the 1600s, who came from Italy. His goal? To build the Rome of the North. The main square with its striking cathedral and Italian-style palace was the centerpiece of his Baroque dream city. A series of interconnecting squares lead from here through the Old Town, and it's in one of these beautiful squares where you should decide on your fantasy quarterback for the final push, Wentz or Goff. My personal choice, Goff, who is more prone to putting up huge numbers than his 2016 draft mate. For many fantasy leagues, the playoffs are about to begin, and what better region to explore while contemplating your playoff roster moves than the gorgeous Salzkammergut Lake District and the beautiful mountain village of Hallstatt. The town, which originated as a salt mining center, is one of Europe's oldest, going back centuries before Christ. And don't you know that if Christ himself had a fantasy football team, he'd want Gronk as his tight end over Jack Doyle.
All right, come on.
Late season is the time to make tough fantasy choices. So why not make those choices while visiting my favorite alpine village, Zermatt, high in the mountains of Switzerland. This town is beautiful year-round, but really comes alive at Christmas. Take a sleigh ride through the village. Enjoy the spectacular view of the world-famous Matterhorn, or simply sip a hot toddy in one of the quaint, cozy bars. Still can't choose between LeSean McCoy and Alvin Kamara? Why not ask a local? The Swiss are big fantasy football fans and always willing to offer friendly advice. Leaving the tranquility of the Swiss Alps behind, we head to our final stop, London, offering Christmas treats fit for a queen and streets twinkling with joy. Mm-hmm. Visit Trafalgar Square in the heart of the city and take in the Christmas decorations. While enjoying mince pie and holiday cheer, you'll need to choose between the Eagles or Seahawks as your fantasy defense for the playoffs.
What?
If the lights and sounds of Trafalgar are too distracting, head to Westminster Abbey for a more solemn environment to make your fantasy decisions. Mm. From the Abbey, head down the Birdcage Walk to Buckingham Palace. Think your neighbor's Christmas decorations are elaborate? Wait till you see what Queen Elizabeth has done to her house this holiday season. And finally, it's a stop at Parliament, where you can get your picture in front of the iconic London landmark Big Ben. Perhaps this will serve as inspiration for you to add Big Ben Roethlisberger to your fantasy roster.
There it is.
There it is. getting around London is easy. Just use the London Underground, the finest subway system in the world. Know what train to board, though? I prefer to avoid the express trains. Instead, I find it easier to explore if you take the local.
Of course, the local.
I hope these travel and fantasy football tips have been of some assistance. Now remember, the reason for the season, the birth of the Christ child. It's time to reflect, give praise, and spend with family and friends. It's also fantasy football playoff time, so make smart choices. A veteran with a solid December track record is a safer play than a hotshot rookie who doesn't yet know the pressure of big late-season games. Merry Christmas, and safe travels. I'm Rick Steves.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That is so spot on. It's ridiculous.
Solid fantasy football advice.
Always the old square. Always. And boy, you know, we listen to him here on the radio, Giorgio, mm-hmm. and I can just see the B-roll of him walking into Westminster Abbey.
To those historic streets.
Yes, the historic streets with a roll of papers with his fantasy picks on them.